Welcome to the Gazette's Daily News Podcast for Monday, May 6th, 2024. This podcast provides the latest headlines from the Gazette Newsroom. I'm Becky Luchin-Gardner. First, despite broad support, Iowa struggles to pass hands-free driving laws. Bills mandating hands-free technology to limit cell phone use while driving have been introduced in the Iowa legislature since 2019, but all attempts at passage have been unsuccessful. More than 30 other states have passed such laws. Why doesn't Iowa? Advocates, fueled by personal tragedies like Ellen Bankstein's death in 2020, have relentlessly urged lawmakers to follow suit. Ellen was fatally struck by a distracted driver who was checking an app on his phone while doing over 55 miles an hour. The absence of a hands-free law in Iowa resulted in the judge dismissing the case against the driver. Despite bipartisan and law enforcement backing, the latest distracted driving bill faced staunch resistance, notably from a libertarian faction within the GOP, citing concerns about individual liberties. Representative John Wills believes the focus should be on broader measures to curb distracted driving, not solely on phone use. He argues, let's not make the phone the enemy. Let's cure the disease rather than putting a Band-Aid on it. Such arguments are drawing criticism. Luke Hoffman, executive director of the Iowa Bicycle Coalition, rejects the idea of a false choice between freedom and safety. What is the first responsibility of government, he says, is to protect the people. Ellen's mother, Joanne Bankston, urges drivers to prioritize safety and emphasize personal responsibility. Put your phone away, she says. Turn your notifications off. Despite these pleas, the legislative impasse persists, leaving families like the Bankstons grappling with profound loss. Justice in this case doesn't bring our daughter back, Peter Bankston laments. As a parent, you want to protect your daughter. It's something we're never going to get over. Next, advocates say a new law signed Friday by Governor Kim Reynolds will make Iowa's roads and crosswalks safer. The legislation extends the state's crosswalk protection law. Drivers in Iowa are now required to yield to pedestrians in crosswalks. The new law expands that requirement by requiring vehicles to yield to bicyclists and pedestrians using mobility devices in crosswalks. Iowa Bicycle Coalition Executive Director Luke Hoffman said, whether you're out in the trails, on a cycle, or a person with disabilities in a wheelchair, a senior citizen on an electric scooter, a kid on a skateboard, or a parent with a baby in a stroller, this legislation is a clear victory for all Iowans. A news release from the Iowa Bicycle Coalition also included statements of support from the legislators who managed the bill into the Iowa legislature, Senator Mark Lofgren and Representative Tom Gerald. They were both Republicans. Lofgren said the new law will add protections for people at events like the Register's annual Great Bicycle Ride Across Iowa and outdoor entertainment. Gerhold says it will save lives and prevent accidents, and will protect people who walk through crosswalks using strollers, wheelchairs, and other mobility devices. The law goes into effect on July 1st. Finally, what's happening with the Time Check neighborhood in Cedar Rapids? The neighborhood was devastated during the 2008 floods. Homes were destroyed and hundreds of former residents left the area. Buildings were wiped out, leaving empty lots. Over the past 6 years, the nonprofit group Matthew 25 has spearheaded an effort to rehabilitate the neighborhood. That effort is bearing fruit, thanks partly to a $1.4 million capital campaign and multiple grants and tax incentives. Matthew 25's achievements include a nonprofit grocery store and rehabilitating 11 housing units. Developers have taken an interest in the neighborhood, bringing in more businesses and housing. But local leaders say much work remains ahead for Time Check to realize a full recovery. And those same leaders say one key piece to the puzzle moving forward is flood protection to help ensure the neighborhood is never again wiped out by the Cedar River. The city's Greenway Parks plan will guide amenities along the west side of the river. Al Pearson, president of the Northwest Neighborhoods Association, says, when the Greenway gets done, the flood protection is done, this neighborhood is going to be dynamite. It's going to be the best one in the city. The group highlighted the nonprofit grocery store, Cultivate Hope Corner Store, which the group said was created by transforming a rundown building on a high-crime corner. During the event, Matthew 25 also highlighted the 11 rehabbed housing units and new construction on energy-efficient homes in the neighborhood. Matthew 25 Executive Director Clint Tweed Ball said the group has spent 1.1 of the $1.4 million raised. I think the next phase is going to be really continue to push for and in some ways wait for flood protection in that area so we can make the next leap, because a lot of the vacant lots in that 100-year floodplain can't be developed until flood protection exists. Tweedball says he hopes that by rehabbing Time Check, Cedar Rapids will gain an area where families can live up to their full potential. He says, we have this neighborhood in Time Check that has really good bones. It's close to where the jobs are. It's got a lot of good parks. It's got the river right there. And yet we're kind of, as a community in some ways, just left it sit. We just need to love on it and rehab the whole neighborhood and put it back to the place where people can thrive. We're considering some changes to the Gazette Daily News podcast, but we want to hear from you before doing so. This episode's description has a link to a brief survey. We hope you take a few minutes to share your thoughts on this show. In our weather, today will be sunny with a high near 77. Monday night we'll have a chance of showers and possibly a thunderstorm after 1 a.m. The low will be around 59. Tuesday we'll have a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly before 1 p.m. It will be mostly cloudy in the morning, then gradually becoming sunny with a high near 74. Thank you for listening to the Gazette's Daily News Podcast. I'm Becky Lucian Gardner.